so glad to be here with you today to hear this wonderful music and these sermons that have been taught. I have been thinking lately of the first article of faith and the third. We believe in God, the eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. And we believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, that all mankind may be I'm so thankful to you people who have thought of me in your prayers that I would regain my health. And I am able to do it, participate with you today. I'm so glad. But as I think of that first article of faith, do we really believe in God, His Son Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost? And to what extent do they influence our lives? Because we believe, through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved. I began to think about that in my life.
I'm sorry.
And I remember, I want you to know how God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, helped me through my life. I'm sure that my mother, being the kind of woman she was when I was born, she thanked God for her blessing that she could be a co-partner with God in bringing a spirit child into the mortal world. That's when she expressed her thanks to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And in my home, that prayer was offered. Prayers was offered many different occasions. And I finally learned that when I was taught to pray, I was actually talking to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, pardon me, in the name of Jesus Christ, with the feeling of the Holy Ghost. And as I was 8 years old, I was taken by my father to be baptized. I had been told that I was a son of God, a child of God, that He was interested in me. He knew me. And He knew best what was right for me. This happened every time anything happened in our lives. We were taught to pray at meals. We were taught to pray in the morning. We were taught to pray at night. And every time our Father in heaven was the one to whom we were talking. And I wonder how many of us know that we are spirit children of God, and when we're praying, whether it's over a meal, beginning or closing of a meeting, or the baptism, or confirmation, or the blessing of the bread and water in the sacrament, that we are actually talking to God. He's there and hears our prayer, our prayers. And He blesses us. But the one prayer with which I was most concerned was when Father told me about it. Joseph going into the woods to pray, having heard, "If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and it shall be given. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, and you will receive your answer. Pray with faith, not wavering, for you. Wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed." And how His God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ appeared to him, actually appeared to him, and told him it had work for him to do. He had talked to God. God heard his prayers. His prayers were answered. And I bear testimony to you this very morning. These things which I've experienced as to you are true. This is the Church of Jesus Christ, under the direction of Christ Himself, through a prophet of God whom I love, admire, appreciate. I love you people out there in humble faith. We always realize that we're praying to God, talking to Him, and that He's even is interested in our welfare. Well, I answer that prayer, and I pray that this time that we will all realize who we are and act accordingly, be an example to people in the world. This is a church of Jesus Christ, and He will hear every person who asks. They may understand who they are, why they're here. It's my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.